When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Zelaya Martinez. I'm a 38-year-old single mom who's been working overtime at a local marketing firm since my husband Jack's tech startup went south last year. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. Because trust me, this story about my nightmare mother-in-law is something you won't want to miss.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
The pile of shopping bags sat on our worn living room couch, a small victory after months of careful budgeting. Emma had been so excited about her back-to-school clothes, saving every penny from her summer dog walking job. At 12, she was turning into this incredible mix of responsible and dreamy, carefully selecting each piece that made her feel confident. "Mom, look at this jacket!" Emma had twirled around the store, the leather bomber jacket hanging perfectly on her slim frame. "It's exactly what I wanted." The jacket cost more than I'd typically spend, but I'd picked up extra shifts to make it happen. We'd been through tough times, and seeing her smile made every extra hour worth it. That's why what happened next felt like a punch to the gut.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
I walked into my mother-in-law Margaret's house for our weekly Sunday dinner, expecting the usual passive-aggressive comments about my job and our financial situation. What I didn't expect was to see Emma's brand new clothes draped on Sarah, her cousin. "What the hell is going on?" I demanded, my voice cutting through the living room's awkward silence. Margaret looked up, completely unbothered. "Oh, Zelaya, Sarah needed these more. You know how growing kids are." Sarah stood there, looking uncomfortable but not returning the clothes. "Those are Emma's clothes. I bought them, with money I worked hard for," I said, my voice low and controlled. Jack shifted uncomfortably. "Honey, maybe we can talk about this." Margaret waved her hand dismissively. "Sarah is my favorite grandchild. She needs these more than Emma. You know how tight things have been for you." The implication was clear. We were struggling, so we didn't deserve nice things. "Favorite grandchild?" I repeated, my blood starting to boil. "Since when do grandmothers steal from their own grandchildren?" Michael, Jack's brother, tried to intervene. "Come on, Zelaya, it's just clothes." "Just clothes?" I turned to him, incredulous. "These weren't just clothes. Emma worked all summer to feel good about herself. This was her moment." Sarah finally spoke up, her voice small. "I told Margaret I didn't want to take Emma's clothes." "See?" Margaret interrupted. "Even Sarah knows she needs them more. You should be grateful I'm helping." Jack placed a hand on my shoulder. "Let's calm down. We can buy Emma more clothes." But it wasn't about the clothes anymore. It was about respect, about boundaries.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
About a grandmother who consistently played favorites and undermined my parenting. "No," I said quietly, "this ends now." The room went silent. Margaret's smug expression flickered for just a moment. She wasn't used to being challenged. "You can't talk to me like that," Margaret started. "Watch me," I responded. My mind was already racing. This wasn't just about clothes. This was about a pattern of manipulation that had gone on far too long, and I was done letting her get away with it. Later that night, after we returned home, Emma tried to be brave. "It's okay, Mom, they're just clothes." But I saw the hurt in her eyes, and in that moment, I made a promise, to myself and to my daughter. Margaret would understand that her behavior had consequences, real, meaningful consequences. This was far from over. The next morning, I pulled out my laptop and started digging. Zelaya Martinez wasn't about to let Margaret's manipulation slide without consequences. I called my sister-in-law, Rachel, first. "Remember when Margaret tried to convince your kids that you were an unfit mother?" Rachel's sigh came through immediately. "God, yes. She told my youngest that I was a terrible mom because I worked full-time, said he'd be better off living with her." I started a digital folder, screenshots, voice recordings, text messages. Each piece of evidence was another nail in Margaret's manipulative coffin. Michael's wife, Elena, was next. She tried to turn my children against me during our divorce, Elena revealed. Told them I was abandoning the family when I was actually leaving an abusive relationship. More documentation, more proof. I approached Emma carefully. Honey, I need you to tell me everything Margaret has ever done that made you feel bad. Emma hesitated. She always compares me to Sarah. Says Sarah gets better grades, looks better in clothes, is more responsible. My heart broke, but I kept my voice steady. Can you give me specific examples? She pulled out her phone. I've been keeping screenshots of her Facebook comments. Bingo. I spent days organizing the evidence. Text messages showing Margaret's consistent pattern of emotional manipulation, screenshots of social media comments that undermined family members, recorded conversations where she explicitly showed favoritism. Jack watched me, confused. What are you doing? Documenting, Zelaya replied coldly. Every single thing. My next move was strategic. I reached out to my cousin, a local family law attorney. I want to understand my options, I explained, laying out the documentation. Emotional manipulation is tricky, he warned. But persistent patterns can matter in family court, especially regarding grandparent visitation rights. I wasn't just collecting evidence. I was building a case. I discovered Margaret had a history of similar behavior. Her own sister had limited contact with her years ago. A few carefully worded emails confirmed similar manipulation tactics. This isn't just about clothes, I told Jack one evening. This is about a consistent pattern of emotional abuse. Jack looked uncomfortable. She's my mother. And Emma is our daughter, Zelaya shot back. Our priority. I started mapping out Margaret's social network. Which family members might be potential witnesses? Who had been affected but remained silent? Each conversation revealed another layer of her toxic behavior. Rachel provided crucial insight. She does this to everyone. It's a power play. She wants to control the narrative, make everyone feel small. Emma overheard some of these conversations. Mom, are we going to do something? We're doing something right now, I assured her. We're building our case. I created a detailed timeline. Dates, incidents, witnesses, each piece of evidence carefully documented, cross-referenced, verified. My law enforcement contact, an old college friend, helped me understand the legal implications. Emotional manipulation is hard to prove, he cautioned, but a consistent pattern, that's different. Emma watched the process, her confidence growing. She was learning that manipulation could be confronted, that there were ways to stand up to toxic behavior. By the end of the week, I had a comprehensive dossier. Every manipulative action, every undermining comment, a clear, documented pattern of behavior that went far beyond a stolen jacket. Margaret thought she was untouchable. She had no idea what was coming. The family reunion was my battlefield, carefully planned down to the last detail. Zelaya had meticulously arranged everything, the venue, the guest list, the timing. Michael's community center conference room became our arena of truth. I'd invited everyone. Jack's entire extended family, Margaret's siblings, her closest friends. No one knew the full extent of what was about to happen. Jack pulled me aside. Are you sure about this? Absolutely, Zelaya responded, her voice steady. Emma stood beside me, her presence a silent source of strength. I'd prepared her for this moment, ensuring she understood the importance of what was about to unfold. As family members settled into their seats, the tension was palpable. Margaret arrived late, her usual power move, sweeping into the room with her typical dramatic flair. What's all this about? She demanded, looking around the room. Zelaya stepped forward. We're here to discuss your behavior. Rachel and Elena exchanged knowing glances. Michael looked uncomfortable. Jack stood to the side, torn between loyalty and truth. I pulled out a binder, meticulously organized evidence of Margaret's manipulation. Text messages, screenshots, recorded conversations, each page a testament to her toxic behavior. Let's start with the clothes, Zelaya began, her voice calm and controlled. But it's not just about the clothes. It's about a consistent pattern of emotional manipulation. Margaret tried to interrupt. This is ridiculous. No, what's ridiculous is how you've treated your family, I countered, spreading out the evidence on the table. One by one, family members began to speak. Rachel shared how Margaret had tried to turn her children against her. Elena revealed the emotional abuse she'd endured. Michael's wife spoke about subtle manipulations that had torn their family apart. Emma stepped forward. She always compared me to my cousin, always made me feel like I wasn't good enough. The room went silent. Margaret's face changed, from confidence to confusion, from manipulation to panic. "I was just trying to help," she stammered. "Help?" Zelaya laughed. "Stealing clothes from your own granddaughter? Constantly undermining your family members? This isn't help. This is abuse." I presented the documented evidence systematically, each piece a nail in her manipulative coffin. Text messages showing her attempts to control, screenshots of social media posts that undermined family members. Jack finally spoke. "Mom, this has gone too far," Michael nodded. "We've all been silent for too long." One by one, family members began to withdraw their support. Financial help, social connections. Margaret's network of manipulation crumbled in real time. "You're cutting me off?" Margaret's voice cracked. "We're establishing boundaries," Zelaya corrected her. "Clear, non-negotiable boundaries." The terms were simple but devastating. Limited contact, supervised visits, no unsupervised time with grandchildren. Complete transparency about any interactions. Emma watched, her posture changing, from a victim to a survivor. "This isn't just about punishment," I explained to the room. "This is about protection, protection of our children, protection of our family's emotional well-being." Margaret attempted one last manipulation. Tears, pleas, guilt tripping. Zelaya remained unmoved. "Your behavior ends now," I stated clearly. "No more comparisons, no more undermining, no more stealing, no more manipulation." The family members nodded. The support was unanimous. As the meeting concluded, the shift was palpable. Margaret sat defeated. The family's dynamics had fundamentally changed. Emma squeezed my hand. "Mom? Yes, honey? Thank you for standing up for me." Zelaya smiled. This was just the beginning. The aftermath hit Margaret harder than a hurricane. Zelaya watched methodically as the consequences unfolded, each ripple of impact spreading through their social circle. Margaret's community standing crumbled faster than a house of cards. The local church group she'd dominated for years suddenly became distant. Her bridge club stopped calling. Neighbors who once smiled and waved now avoided eye contact. The message was clear. Respect isn't demanded, it's earned, and those who consistently violate family boundaries will face consequences. Margaret's world had shrunk, from a manipulative matriarch to a cautionary tale. No dramatic confrontations, no physical conflicts, just the quiet, devastating power of truth. Zelaya had won, not through revenge, but through protection. Have you ever had to stand up to a toxic family member who constantly undermines and manipulates? What was your breaking point? Share your story in the comments below. Did you choose protection or continued silence? Don't forget to like, subscribe, and let's support each other through these challenging family dynamics.